my recording a little bit late, a lot late, because I had to, I won't even get it. I love computers. Have I told you that? I love them. I had to reboot my laptop. Apple old beater just took 30 minutes to restart. I'm glad you care. It needed an update. So anyway, the point is that when you're going through the hardest, darkest of times, the dark valley, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Well, if you're going through valleys, there's mountaintops ahead, right? You don't know. So this is, I'm just using this primarily as an example of how God works in our lives, of how our job is not to, our job is not to sit and worry about things all the time. At all. I mean, that's God's job to worry about things for us. Our job is to be obedient, to obey him, and to listen to what he says, and just do what he says. It says, Christ says, if we love him, we will obey his commandments. That is about what we're designated to do. I think if we remember that, this is something God's been showing me lately, that just is kind of like, we get stressed when we deal with all the stuff that's going on right now, which I would refer to as literally demonic immorality, okay? Our job is not to figure everything out. Our job is not to lose faith. Our job is not, as humans on this earth, to not trust God, to say, oh, it ain't going my way. How many times, I've always said, you can come up with 100 different ways God's going to answer a prayer, and he does it the 101st way. You want to pick 200 ways, he'll do the 201st way. And it says he does far more than we could ever ask or imagine. I've seen that in my life. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm the master of perfection on that. I'm very, we'll be kind, leadership oriented. I like to be in control. I like to do things my way. I like to believe I want to do things the best way and the right way and the good way. But I can also get in the way. So our job's not to figure everything out. God's job, it says in the Bible, is to make our plans. It's up to him to make the plans. It says, man makes the plans, but it's up to God whether or not they are carried out. And I think that's super, super true. And that's why Jesus says, how do you know what tomorrow will bring? You can say we're going to do this or do that, but he says, say it by the will of God. What he means by that is how many times you go, well, this is what I got planned and this is what I'm going to do and blah, blah, blah. And oh no, it's not working. My gosh, my car broke down and now I'm stuck at this gas station in the middle of nowhere. Okay. You're sitting there fretting in Psalms 34, it says what? Do not fret. It leads only to evil. So we sit and fret, and I'm not telling you I'm saint anything, okay? But I will tell you that I have seen God work, and I honestly want to be on call 24/7 to serve him. That is my goal. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will do it. What will he do? It says, he will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and trust in him. Wait patiently for him. It doesn't mean people read that wrong. I know I've seen people go through stuff and people use this scripture. Wait patiently for him. There is a time in the Bible where God says, be still and know that I am God. Okay? There's a time. We don't always need to be yapping our yapper or, trying to do things our way. Don't get me wrong. But you got to get in tune with the Spirit. You got to know when to stop, when to go, etc. So he says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Okay, so let's talk about that. What are wicked schemes? Okay, I've always told people, I like to think, I have some discernment. I have the blessedness of having learned a lot of street smarts growing up. I have an interesting life, testimony, so on and so forth. But like I say to people, I think I have good discernment. The one that gets me every time is scheming, because I can't do it. And I believe if you're in tune with the Spirit and you want to serve God, you can't do it. That's why they have first, second, and third degree murder. First degree murder is premeditated. You planned it out. That's why they have the RICO Act, although that's a bad example because it's been abused so badly, and that's where the $10,000 cash law comes from. However, racketeering, that means organizing a scheme for evil. Okay? Then you have second degree murder. That's when you just did it. It just happened. Okay, you didn't scheme it. Second-degree murder is a lot better than first. And no, I don't know this from first personal experience. Third-degree or negligent homicide means you didn't do it on purpose, but you did something or did not do something that contributed to it, for which the normal person would have done or not done under the same circumstances. Therefore, you are liable. So the scheming, and the reason I'm talking about this, this is what just happened in America in this heinous mockery of an election. Can you imagine people around the world watching us through the lens of CNN? It should be SNN, it is literally Satan's news network. The lies and the hatred and the destructiveness and divisiveness and deceptiveness has reached an all-time high. It is as if the pit of hell was their number one news source. Okay? So scheming. Early on, years back, Trump was predicting this. No one listened. Jim Jordan, attorney and senator from, said before the Senate in August exactly what the Democrats were going to do. This was the biggest scheme you've ever seen. They knew. They schemed. How do you do this? I'm sorry, I can't do it. Plan out. They know what people will do. Focus groups and study groups and lots of money stolen from the government, primarily paid for by the first COVID stimulus package, which Nancy Pelosi held up to get major changes to the national election laws, which included the mass mailing of tens of millions of ballots. So here's what's going on. Trump's recounting. You may be confused. because mainstream, lamestream lie media keeps telling you, Biden won, it's said and done, that's that, forget about it, go home, give up, be a gentleman, you know, eat it. As Whoopi Goldberg says, you need to just suck it up like we did 4 years ago. And Whoopi Goldberg's so out to lunch, she's on The View. She said, and this is kind of hilarious, she goes, well, when Hillary lost to Trump, she didn't say, this isn't right, and that there was fraud. Guess what? Yeah, oh yeah, oh wait, she did. Oh shoot, shucks. Okay, well, maybe Whoopi's just not up on pop culture. But, so they schemed this thing out, and it's terrifying. You can see the look in the eyes of Trump and his staff. These are good people, harshly vilified. As I've mentioned, I know a lot of liberals. They get this filthy, you know, repudiation mess, trash from the Satan News Network. They don't even get the right information to make an appropriate decision. I mean, Hunter Biden's laptop, hope you know about that mess. If you listen to CNN or MSNBC, you don't even know about it. They gave zero time to it. I talked here the other day during the election. A massive group of Cuban Americans came together in Miami on election night. Okay, they said there was 10,000 of them. The media, I think, said up to 3. I don't care. 3,000. What was their purpose in gathering? Their purpose was to tell us that everything they're seeing happening in America happened in Cuba before the big whopper. Fidel takes over. Che Guevara comes out of the mountains hiding out. And they just start to slaughter, wipe out, etc. Everybody goes under lockdown. You ever heard of that? So how much media coverage did they get? 37 seconds. The same night, we had Antifa and BLM rioters, about 20 of them, they estimated. They got something, I don't remember the exact numbers, 36 minutes or so on CNN and 18 minutes on MSNBC. They're rogue street thugs. They're scum. They're lying, evil, destructive scum. Always remember, I've said it over and over, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. And he says, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And then he contrasts it. See, he doesn't just say, you're a scum, your father's a liar. And he is. He says, but I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. So these guys have planned this scheme on and on up to at least years ago. I mean, they won't quit. All the impeachment hype and all. I mean, it's absolutely a mess, to be honest with you. It is a mess beyond mess. It is, I mean, considering, you know, all the. So it says by weakness, sorry about that, who by faith conquer kingdoms, perform acts of righteousness, obtain promises, shut the mouths of lions, quench the power of fire, escape the edge of the sword. From weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Hey, maybe God understands self-defense and the need to rise up. God bless our veterans. They're the secret, silent core of our society we don't hear about. They suffer and die for our freedom. God bless them. Please find them and tell them, God bless you. Thank you for your service, seriously. And folks, I'm telling you, we're not out of the haze. I'm going to repeat it again and again. Get in here. Get your money into metals. People are like, oh, gold's high, this and that and that. Wealth and capital preservation, that's it. You're trying to preserve your capital. You think you're going to come through all this and the market's just going to keep rolling? Give it up. Forget about it. I'm not going to be wrong. I'm telling you, we've had a good run. Get to God's money. He tells you where to go to be safe. You only need to invest what you don't want to lose. And I mean that. If you want to go online, give us 3 good 5-star reviews on Google, Facebook, Yelp, whatever. Give us a call. We'll give you 2 nice Morgans. Take care. God bless. Have a great week. Bye-bye.